Bibles with you today, turn with us to the Gospel of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 20. We have a couple of verses of Scripture that we want to be able to share with you today. Our thought this morning is this: hearing. Hearing. In the Gospel of John, number 20, we have the first, the resurrection morn. And there was a woman who had went to the tomb that day named Mary. Mary was from Magdala. They called her Mary Magdalene. Mary would venture that way to that tomb. And there she would have a wonderful encounter with her Lord. The Bible tells us in the Gospel of John, in John chapter number 20, begin reading in verse 15 through verse 16, Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seek thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Dear friends, when the Holy Spirit spoke to our heart pertaining to this passage of Scripture, the Lord began to remind me of that first Easter morn when that Mary had made her way to the sepulcher, and how that she was distraught because she was troubled in her spirit, how that she was so heavily laden with grief. Well, the Bible teaches us that as she was there on that early morn, the Lord came, and she, supposing it to be the gardener, she didn't recognize her Savior. I thought about that these days of late. How many times had the Lord come to us and we have failed to recognize Him? Well, many scholars and theologians will say, well, you got to understand where Mary was coming from. Mary had witnessed Christ being crucified on the cross. She had seen Him being slaughtered before a cruel and evil world. And I thought long and hard this past week as we were praying, and I remembered what the Word says there in Isaiah 52 when it spoke about how that the Son of Man would be marred. He was disfigured from the cruelty that was leveled against Him. And the Bible teaches us that He was taken as a lamb to the slaughter. So when Mary last seen Him, was disfigured. He was something that was very tragic looking. So Mary was there at the tomb on that first Easter morn, and she supposed Him to be the gardener. You say, why was that, Brother Lynn? I tell you, when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, arose victorious over hell, death, and the grave, He was no longer battered and abused. Praise be to God. He was made beautiful through the resurrecting power of God Almighty. I say that, dear friends, to say this: the sin and iniquity that has ravaged men's hearts, minds, and soul can be ripped away, can be changed instantly, and be made something beautiful when we allow God's power to transform us for His honor, His praise, and glory. When Jesus arose and came forth from the tomb, He was no longer a disfigured man. He was and forever will be the God-man who is the only begotten Son of God. And we began to look how that the Lord blessed in a tremendous way. Well, you see, dear friends, something occurred here in John 20 that we must embrace. About the physical sight with Mary. Well, you see, friends, she failed to recognize, but there was something that occurred there, and it occurs in our day and in our time. For the Bible teaches us that in Matthew 11 and verse 15, Jesus said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Oh, dear friends, what happened to Mary that day was something that can happen to you today. For you see, dear friends, Mary began to hear. And not only did she hear, but she perceived. I tell you, dear friends, if you will heed to that voice that's speaking to your heart today, all things can be made new. You can be transformed. You can be enlightened. You can have a blessed assurance if we today will use what God has given to us, the ability to hear the word of the Lord. And I believe, dear friends, that when you look at this passage of Scripture, you will see something occur that was glorious. Notice here, Bible tells us in verse 16 of chapter 20, Jesus saith unto her, Mary. He called her by name. And I tell you today, how many of us in the Lord Jesus Christ are calling by name? He's calling you because he has a desire for you to be all that you can be for the glory of God. It was the Lord's desire that Mary would not just hear, but that she would perceive, that she would be aware that the one who paid the price that she could not pay had come to restore her and to help her and in life and to bless her life. The Lord bless you today. Whether you're saint or sinner, God wants to bless you today. There'll be many that will warm the pews of churches around their area whom that the Holy Spirit will speak to and call by name. I want you to understand something today, dear friends. The Lord has a reason and a purpose for all things. He called Mary because Mary had a promise. She had provision, and the Lord Jesus Christ was there to provide for her. The Lord has a desire to provide for us. And I thought what Jesus had said just a little earlier in the Gospel of John. Notice Jesus said in John chapter 10, in the discourse of the Good Shepherd, Jesus asserted his deity. He asserted and began to put forth who he was. And notice here what the Lord said in verse 27 of John chapter number 10. He said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." When Jesus said Mary, she instantly knew it was the Son of God. For the Bible says, as she called him Rabboni, which Master. When Jesus spoke to her heart, she knew that the one in her midst, praise God, spoke authority. Now, she didn't recognize him with her physical eyes, but she recognized him with that spiritual ear. I can remember when I was lost, my daddy sitting back there, he couldn't save me. My mama, who loved me more than life, couldn't save me. But you know something? When that still small voice spoke to my heart, I know that could save me. I recognized that. I knew what that was. And I tell you, dear friends, that's why that Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." I ask you today, are you a sheep of the pastor of the Lord? Are you a part of the foe of God? You may be here today, maybe saying, "No, Lynn, no, I am not." I tell you today, friends, if you will heed to that voice that's calling you by name, you can be a part of the Master's care. Mary went downtrodden. Mary went grieved. Mary went broken in spirit. Mary came with spices to go to that tomb that morning to anoint the body of her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She went with a heavy heart, a heart that was full of grief and turmoil and turbulence. How many have entered the house of God today reeking with worry, pain, and discomfort? How many today has come to the house of prayer, unsure what tomorrow holds? How many have come to the house of God troubled and distraught? Today, if you will hear, if you will heed and perceive, I tell you, our Lord can change all things. Would you see, dear friends, when Jesus said Mary, that made all the difference in the world. He cleared up all the confusion. No longer did she think that he was the gardener. No longer did she think that the body of the Lord had been stolen. No longer did she think that the doubts and fears was going to control her and overwhelm her. For I tell you today, Jesus Christ said, Mary, all things changed. If you today will heed to the voice that's calling your name, I can tell you today on the authority of God's living, breathing, inerrant word, all things will change. All will change. We can perceive. And we can hear. And we can be enlightened. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I've never seen him. Well, dear friends, physically, I've never seen him. But you know something? I remember what Jesus said. Jesus had a man that was a disciple of his who had doubts and fears and troubles. And Jesus appeared unto Thomas. And I want you to remember what Jesus said to Thomas in John chapter 20 and verse 29. And Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed. You see, friends, I've never seen our risen Lord in the physical. But praise be to God, I've heard His voice and it shook me, praise God, to the core. I've heard. And because I've heard, praise God, I can perceive. And because I heeded to that voice, I can tell you today, I have blessed assurance. Not because of what I did, not because of what my daddy did, not because of what my mama did, not because of what Beach Grove Baptist Church did, but what Jesus did. He came, read, and He spoke to my voice. And He spoke to my heart. I remember when He got baptized. The same Lord that spoke to me, spoke to Reed. The same Lord that spoke to Mary Magdalene, who fasted with demons at Jesus. And delivered her of the demonic possession is the same word as speaks today. How's your hearing? Yesterday we was over in the fellowship hall. I was watching those kids. Miss Rachel came in. Afterwards, Angie and I were heading home, and of course, she's making more treat bags. I said, how many baskets have you put together? But I said, isn't that something? Until we're getting old, I can remember Rachel was looking for the eggs. now her children are searching for the eggs. I can remember when Aunt Rachel, Courtney, and Jacob was a part of the He Lives celebration. And now these moms and aunts and uncles' children are a part of that celebration. Well, you see, dear friends, the same voice that spoke then is the same voice that speaks today. Let us hear. The Bible says, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Let's hear. Let's hear. But not only hear, but praise God, heed. What did Murray do? I tell you what Mary did. She said, Master, Rabboni. You know what she did? She ran and she began to speak. She began to tell the disciples. She put legs on those prayers and began to move. Why? Because she heard. If God's word won't move us, nothing will. If God's word won't stir us, nothing will. Without Him, I'm nothing. But with Him, praise God, I'm everything. You say, well, Brother Lynn, you don't look like much. Well, I'll tell you what, I may not look like much on the outside, but praise be to God, I'm a jewel on the inside. Why? Because I've heard that voice. The Bible teaches us in the book of Acts that the followers of Christ were first called Christians at Antioch. It was a derogatory term. It was a put down. But they were singled out because there was something different about them. The Bible says that we're sanctified. That means that we're set apart. And we are because we've heard. I asked you today, are you hearing? Are you perceiving? Miss Angie sometimes says, I have selective hearing. There are some times that people will talk, I will hear the voice, but I will not comprehend what they're saying. You ever do that? You ever do that? Sure you do. Think about Jesus Christ. Think about the Lord. Think about the Holy Spirit. Think about God speaking about to people all across the land. And many fail to hear and perceive. All they hear is just noise. But you know something, what I think about is that I can say something to Brother Reed, and he might say, hun. I say something to Brother Reed, and he might say, hun. I might say something to Reed, and he might say, hun. I might say something to Reed, and he might say, hun. And finally, I'm getting aggravated. How many times did the Lord speak to us? Never callous fashion. Not only to God of second chances, but third chances, fourth chances, fifth chances, and go on. The Lord continues. And you know something I thought about that, because I can remember when I got saved. I can remember the preacher preached, and I was under conviction. And I know that if I died, I'd bust hell wide open. I know that. There wasn't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I knew that. And when he called the altar call, I sat there and I held the back of that pew like an iron vise. And he preached, and I thought he only preached to me. I heard, but I didn't perceive. I didn't heed. That week led to another week. Same thing happened. I gripped the back of that pew and I was not going to move because I was afraid. I was scared. What would they think? How was this going to happen? What was going to occur? Satan, oh. Now, if we'd put that much effort in somebody, we would probably got a little aggravated. But the next week came, and the Lord, through His grace and His mercy and His love and His compassion, He came once again, and He said, "Lynn." I held again. I did. And you know what the devil convinced me of? He let me think this as a young boy. If I just hold out for just a little while over, this service will be over, and then once I get out here, I'll forget about it. Out of sight, out of mind. Well, it didn't quite happen that way. Yeah, the service went to a close. I came back down to Cambry Holler, and I went home. But I went to bed, and I couldn't go to sleep. You know why? Because I kept hearing Lynn, Lynn, Lynn. And I got up. My daddy's standing right back there. He was already in bed. I went to my mama. I said, "Mommy, I need to be saved." We went in the bedroom, gave my life to the Lord. You know something? I've had good spiritual hearing ever since. I can't say I've always heeded, but I've always heard. The Lord ain't ever had to beat me over the head with anything to let me know that it was Him. I know that. And today, He still says Lynn. And there's no doubt, He still says Ashlyn. Still says Kyle. Still says Stephen. God, all of our names. What the Lord wants us to do is to hear and to heed. For the Bible teaches us that through Him, He can make all things new. You need a new start today. You need a fresh perspective today. Just hear the words of the Lord and all things will change. I think about Mary from Magdala. I think about Mary Magdalene quite often. She came to that tomb that day, worried about who was going to roll the stone away. And God took care of all those things. And when she got there and the Lord spoke to her, that once drudging step as she took ended up with a spring in her step as she ran to the disciples to tell them what occurred. Dear friends, when we're willing to heed what we hear, the Lord will put a spring in her step. And He'll put a joy in her heart. And He'll bring relief. Bring relief. As Brother Joey read this morning, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and He'll give you rest." Old Murray needed a little rest today. But to receive that rest, she had to heed and hear what He had to say. What do you need up today? Salvation, rededication, whatever the need may be. If you're willing to, He's willing to say, let's stand to our feet.